Hello there, Sample Access family. Welcome to another episode of the Sample Access podcast. We're happy to be here again. My name is Buyiga and I have Nelson here with me. Welcome, Nelson.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be here. I'm really excited about doing this particular episode. I really can't wait for us to get into it so we can talk proper on music and sampling.
So the last time around, we did what I can call a troika, which is like a three-in-one episode, so to speak.
Yeah.
One song sampled by two different artists instead of the regular two pairs that we do. So this time we are looking at three songs. One song, very old song, sampled by, you know, two other old songs. It was around the same time.
Yeah, 2001.
Some Nigerian and West African connection. That's like, you know, pretty amazing. And when people hear the song, they'll be like, yo, okay, everybody knows the song. It was that big.
Yeah.
We're talking about Premier Gawu by Magic System. How many years ago was this song?
Magic System recorded Premier Gawu in 1999, but they didn't release it officially to the world till 2002. But we caught waves of it here in Nigeria as early as the early 2000s because of the effect it had on the Cote d'Ivoire people, or could it, is it, are they called Cote d'Ivoireans? I don't really
know. Ivorians,
okay. Yeah. They're Ivorians then. So that's why it's heavy right here. There's a lot of backstory towards, you know, on Magic System's Premier Gawu.
Now, speaking of African songs, because it's not common to have a song in Ivory Coast or Ghana or wherever the song is coming from to come and make it big in Nigeria. Usually it's the other way around, where you have Nigerian songs doing big, especially nowadays, doing big in other African countries and of course globally. So there is a popular example that comes to mind. I think it was Windex.
Yeah, that's the recent one.
Yeah, this is like what's his name? 5-6 more than that years.
Yeah, that's like 10 years.
So Windex. Yeah. Alaji is another African song that made it to Nigeria.
Yes.
Alaji.
Yes.
And so
Cabo Snoop is Windex.
Cabo Snoop is Windex. I mean, this was big.
Yeah.
You have Nigerian rappers, you know,
jumping on it. I think there was a Nigerian version.
Apart from jumping on it, using the name Cabo Snoop.
Cabo Snoop. Yeah,
rap. That means it was big in Nigeria.
Yeah, it was.
So it's not common. So in the chronicle of African songs that broke into Nigeria, you have Awilo Logunba, obviously, and then you have Magic System that we're about to, you know, do a recap on today. Magic System Premier Gawu 1999 into the new millennium was big. There was no birthday party without that song.
Oh, yo. I mean, thinking all the way back, 2002 till maybe 2009, 10, there would rarely be any party that was in. If you're a DJ at that time, you don't have Premier Gawu. Even till now, I heard recently that a UK artist actually, like, you know, sampled Premier Gawu.
Wow.
Recently, like quite recently. But because we're not, like, you know, going into the UK art or anything, we're doing purely Nigerian right now. So that's why I'm not going to get into it.
For the very young folks who probably don't know Magic System and Premier Gawu, maybe you have not been able to attach the sound to the name.
Yeah.
When you hear Gawu Lele, Gawu Lepa Gawu. So that's Premier Gawu. That's the title of the song.
Yeah.
And so, yes, when it was big in Nigeria, we are picking two songs particularly that sampled them. In fact, sampled heavily.
Yeah, this is not. This is. I think is. This is unique to what we have been doing for a while. I think all the songs that we have actually picked to talk about, this has to be the heaviest, in terms of sampling.
Yeah.
Because this is not just sampling
two lines or one line.
I think the ones we have had, maybe one line redone, two line, you know, they did
or
it again
beats,
or beats. But this one, they took the
entire song,
basic beats and the entire flow of the song.
Yeah.
And it was because I had to say, you know, I think I told you this thing before we even came on. I said, one thing I know for sure is that the Premier Gawu's production quality that time, I mean, that song can still come out today and still be a hit. Legit. No joke. Because Premier Gawu is like, thinking about it alone is, you know, the nostalgia is attached to so much.
It's a straight dance song. But before we get into the nitty-gritty of that, Nelson, let's explore you know, the ability of other African songs to make it to Nigeria. Especially the fact that Francophone countries who don't speak English somehow the music gets here, and it's still, I think dance is the language in this sense now. We don't know what they're saying, but this song is big, let's vibe. That goes for Willow Lokumba.
Yeah.
Speaking French, a lot of us don't speak French, but we vibe to it. I mean, entire album, when Awilo was big.
Yeah.
Premier Gaou, in this case, from Ivory Coast, they speak French.
Yeah.
And we don't know what they were saying, but you have the story, because you have heard the story. You give us the story. We don't know what they were saying, we vibe to it. Kabo Snoop from, is it Namibia now? Or which African country?
I'm not sure.
A few South African songs make it down here too.
Yeah, so the thing is, I think.
Look at Jerusalem.
Yeah, apart from Jerusalem, I'm talking about times of.
I'm not saying generally.
Vulindela, Brenda Fassi.
How songs impact us when we don't know what to say. What's the spirit of music, or what element of music makes that happen?
All right. So I'm going to try and explain it one way or the other, because I feel fresh things first. The idea that music and dance, I think we talk about this in the second episode. Yeah, there's a culture that comes with it. You know, there are a lot of songs released in a year, but only few make it across borders.
There has to be
something to it, something to it. The sound. Yeah. The sound alone just makes, if you were feeling sad before, you feel
when you hear that.
Oh, you just, there's this, you, happiness is attached to that song. You understand? So like, that kind of like the vibe that it brings alone is too powerful to ignore. And you look at people like Kabo Snoop. I mean, that dance was really weird.
Yeah.
And the vibe he brought in. Kabo Snoop is actually Angolan.
One corner from Ghana.
But then, you know, this is not the first time. I'm talking about songs that, like, I can remember. I think one of the first songs I remember now that comes to mind. I know Hugh Masakela affected the Nigerian culture very well.
Back then.
That Grazing in the Grass, you know, all those kind of songs. And then all the way down to Brenda Fassie. With Vulindela, I mean, you didn't know what she was saying, but like that was a pure vibe, you know. And then we had Awilo Lokumba, which we know came in because of the dance and the video quality. Because I remember at that time, the video quality of most of the Nigerian musicians were close to being whack. Let's be sincere. But you had these guys would come in with solid videos, you know. And the thing is, it wasn't even so much of a solid video. They just have a white background and people are just dancing.
And Ghana look better than Nigerian ghetto.
Yeah.
Apart from dance and whatever may have brought these songs to Nigeria, could it have been distribution strategy of those who managed the music from those guys that time? That means, okay, let's target Nigeria. This song should go to Nigeria. Or maybe it was just organic.
Yes, let me take it this way. I feel some of them were organic.
A lot of them.
Premier Gaou was organic. Because Premier Gaou wasn't, like I told you, I think
they
don't
look like they have the budget.
Yeah, Premier Gaou was organic. Premier Gaou just took a life of its own because it was too good to be hidden. Mm. I mean, Nigeria people were vibing to Premier Gaou before Premier Gaou became an official song.
Mm.
So it wasn't like he got to us. I'm like, you know what, we love this sound, we're going to stick with it. You know, I said something in our last episode that there was a time, that's late 90s, that's the 2000s, we were everywhere.
Mm.
We just wanted to, if we had a good sound, we'll tap to it. You know, we're still looking for our sound, so we're like, you know, Caribbean. I mean, that time Sean Paul would bring out a song and everybody would go crazy. Yeah. I still remember, I'm still in love with. So, like, we'll take it for any artist that's doing good. As far as your song is interesting, danceable is very important. Nigerians love to dance.
Yeah.
Danceable, and they can, you know, feel the energy and vibe, but all the positivity in it. Nigerians will vibe to your song.
Now,
very purely organic, I would say.
I'm just wondering now, maybe that song or some of these songs come into Nigeria by someone who goes there and like, DJ and like.
You remember I told you once in one time.
Let me take it home.
Remember I said,
because I don't think there was an internet and there wasn't like a major.
There was internet, but it wasn't like that.
Nigeria, so.
Yeah, you know, I told you something one time that from the 80s down, there was this hindrance in getting music down to Nigeria. Songs would have to be released a year before we catch, you know, a vibe of the song. Only few songs that were really, really big that we, you know, you have no choice. That in like two, three months you get it. But like some songs to be very slow.
If Nigeria had to travel there, bring it along.
If Nigeria had proper charts, I wish they had proper charts like the Billboard Nigeria or something like maybe our Niger charts of best music. Then I'm sure you must have seen a couple of songs that maybe a year before they were bigger, but they became, maybe 2005 was the song when the song was released, but until 2006 it doesn't make number one in Nigeria.
Yeah.
So that's how it was that time. So you had to be like, I don't know, really good. Your level of professionality in doing quality music.
Not professionalism.
Oh no, professionality. Because this one is that, you know, professionalism
is different.
Yeah, because I don't know, because you know, you don't have to be all well put together. Just bring something that you know, these guys would love the sound. Yeah. They would mess with the sound. Just bring it and distribute. I don't think distribution policies, except for Awilio though, because at some point Awilio was everywhere.
I mean, there had to be
For Awilio, Awilio, I think there was a distribution strategy.
It wasn't
strategy.
One song. Yeah. He had like 6 songs popping.
I think the entire album was everywhere.
I remember having the video album.
Yeah.
After that one, there was another one that was so soulful.
Yeah.
Sang in French too. I don't know what he was saying, but I paid attention to the entire album.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure we have had another African break into Nigerian market
that solidly.
Yeah
because Awilo didn't just become, I mean, Premier Gao, Magic System, okay, except for Magic in the Air that was everywhere at some point.
Yeah,
that is recent. After Premier Gao, I'm not sure a lot of people mess with their sound anymore, but someone like Awilo, people were actually looking forward to Awilo's next song as Nigerians. So you know that was heavy. Cabo Snoop had that,
and then never really got another hit.
Yeah, no, he did, you know.
Nah,
but it wasn't just
like that.
I really don't think, like, let me
you see, music is a blessing for some of these guys.
Yeah,
you go all the way up. I mean, are we low?
I think let me say,
I don't think Awilo made another song as big as
that one. I think this is me trying to like stand in for music is hard.
Yeah,
quality music,
everything is hard.
Yeah, but quality music is hard. And that's why people will always say, you know, when you get number ones, number two, like, you don't get it again. Like, people just kind of say you never did anything good anymore. You can actually listen to these guys' new albums and you still vibed greatly to some songs. It's just that they didn't do as well in the commercial or big way, the general market. People like Awilo Logunma, yeah? We can't say that, like, because of we only know one song that was commercially a hit. Does not mean that he doesn't have any other thing that is like solid. Do you understand? So it's like people would feel like, okay, it's like Michael Jackson, for example. Let me see Michael Jackson. Not all of Michael Jackson's songs are commercial hits, but there's some Michael Jackson song you listen to, even on your own, you're like, ah, but boy, in Korean.
Yeah.
This guy sings. You understand? Like, it's really good.
But what I'm saying is global smash hit.
Oh, okay.
Michael Jackson, everybody knows.
How Michael Jackson was in 1985 Billboard, like about 7 of his songs was in 100.
Everybody
Billboard.
Knows.
Fire.
Or everybody agrees Michael Jackson's biggest song that we probably all agree is Thriller.
Well.
Because, I mean, the video.
Well.
What song can we say is that song? Biggest global smash hit for Michael Jackson. BT.
He had many
one
menu.
What was the biggest?
I think Thriller was the biggest.
Thriller was the biggest. So all of us can say yes, he had other big songs. But for him, what brought this argument is Awilo Logunma not reaching Nigeria with another smash hit like that. Elowake. You know it by Misa. That one too, they oversampled.
Yeah, right. Democracy, we know they practice out.
Yeah, so I'm just saying that for you to be blessed to have this album go all the way up or have a song blow up across Africa is going to be hard to, you know, do it again. That's just what I'm saying. So I don't think Awilo ever made another song that
as big as that.
As big as that. That got here. But of course, it's not like he's not active.
Yeah. I mean, he was in Nigeria last year.
Still performing.
Yeah, performing.
Many Nigerians
performance
featured him.
The performance was solid. I remember that performance because I saw like the moment he came out, you know, the energy. I'm like, this man can still move. Oh.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So that's that about that. Let's get to Magic System, who are Ivorian group. An Ivorian band. Let's see their discography. How much of their music do we know? How much have they done so far from that time? I'm sure they have been around perhaps before 1999. Up to recently, they're still very active releasing music.
You know, there are a lot of groups that after, like, you know, one hit, as you said earlier, like, they just fade off like easily, especially in this Africa that we are right now. We don't have like lots of people that would say longevity is like part of their middle name or something. But I think for Magic System, you know, coming from the late 90s, started in the late 90s, and they still pulled off all the way till now. I mean, they are still present, they are still making music. Their most recent being 6 years ago, doing Magic in the Air. Mm. I remember, the song was solid.
The they probably done another since then.
Yeah, they've done other songs till then, but like, you know, I think Premier Gawi should be their number one song. Ever. Everybody thinks about.
It's like Thriller for Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but you think, but you know, look at it now. See, now Premier Gawuna was before internet was solid.
Yeah.
But Magic in the Air was after internet was solid. Now Magic in the Air has over 290 million views on YouTube. Mm. So that's like solid. Do you understand? And I'm not even sure Premier Gawu itself, the Premier Gawu has 100 million views. Mm. So like thinking about that, you don't like say, you know, you can't say stuff like which one is the biggest or not. But for me personally, I think Premier Gawu is the biggest.
The song that did 300 million you don't know it.
I know the song, but I don't know the song personally, but like I know the song enough. But it's not like Premier Gaudio.
There's an argument that that always comes up. Songs that were big when there was no streaming, there was no internet.
Yeah.
What if there was internet?
True. I think we cannot
quantify it. Last episode we talked about Sweet Number. Sweet Mother, how much?
Yeah, 30 million records. Yeah.
Now, if we have this nowadays, when you have streaming, if anyone clicks, even if they don't listen, it counts as a stream. And now everybody displays that I have 2 billion streams. I have this billion streams.
Yeah. So
and
like
the population of the world.
And sometimes it's not even organic. You know, like
from what it was then. So I'm just.
I think Premier. Back and forth. Yeah.
But we know that this song is on you now.
I'm going to say Premier Gawu should be the biggest song they ever made.
But even though we might not be able to quantify the numbers.
Yeah, true.
But it was.
They did really good. And I think, wild. You know, it was wild is an understatement. It was so big in France. So big in France because, you know, a Francophone country. So the France, the French would actually take it more and, you know, enjoy the song a little bit more. And funny thing about, like, Premier Gawu is the fact that Premier Gawu was even. It wasn't actually done in fluent French. It was Patois French. Patois French being, you know, slangs and whatnot. And a lot of people do not know, like, the idea of the song itself is very, very funny because, you know, Salif Traore, that's the leader of the band, he wrote the song, the entire song. So his guys were just basically just chilling. And the idea behind the song is like the regular, you know, boy meets girl. Boy doesn't have enough cash, girl leaves boy, and then, you know, boy makes it like the typical Nigerian Hollywood stories. So that's how it went on. And, you know, it's actually a true story because it said that, you know, Salif's girlfriend, before he became a member of Magic System, before he started leading the group, he wasn't doing so well, so she left him at some point because she felt like he wasn't going to make it in life. Nothing was going to be good for him. So like, we don't need to be together. Let me go to somebody else that would probably make it better or something.
That's so African.
Yeah. But I mean, I really don't like to call it African woman. It's like every woman would do that. Maybe in other countries they don't think almost the same way, but I feel like, yeah, you know, you need to work hard too at some point. So like, yeah, that's understandable. I don't have a problem with anybody that does that. Just saying. Hey, that's all. So basically, like, she got the money. Magic System became a hit. Even before Premier Gawu, they were already getting waves, but Premier Gawu hit hard and then she wanted to come back. So and although you already wrote the song, as if she came back at some point. That's she came back before Premier Gawu, and then Premier Gawu became the biggest song they ever made. So imagine it's like lose for her and win for
him. Too late to mend.
Yeah, too crazy. And they depicted the story very well in the video. So apparently there's two versions of the video. It reminds me of this particular song, I am a shorty. Do you know that song?
That's Ghanaian.
Yeah, I want to remember the name of the group now. I will come back to that
VIP.
Name. It's not VIP. Shorty. I remember the name. I'm a big fan of them too. I can't remember their name because it sounds Ghanaian.
It's easier for Ghana's music to get in here.
Yeah, and I mean Shorty had too. The reason why I'm even talking about like Shorty is because by Praye.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Praye. That's the name I was going to remember. Praye sang. They did Shorty. That band, they did two different versions of the video. You understand? And the reason why they did two versions of the video was because I think the first one, they were not as big. You know how, like, you know, after the song fame comes, so after they did the first Shorty video, it was very old school. Their budget, you understand? Like maybe as at that time, maybe $2,000 to make the video, and they did a very solid video with the village, you know, running around and stuff like that. And then when they made the money, they now did a video, you know, crystal clear, they were on the beach,
much
you know.
Better.
You understand? Like, it was much better. And that's the same thing that happened with and Prema Gao as well. And Prema Gao was, yeah, Prema Gao for Magic System. They did two videos, but the second video is the most popular one because that's when I was more tech.
Now, speaking of the Nigerian songs that sampled this song, I don't know which one to take first. There is
Maintain. I think we should take Tokwe Alabi first.
There is Maintain, there is Tokwe Alabi. And I would like to believe that Tokwe Alabi's version did bigger in Nigeria. Did it?
Yes, it did.
Yes, because it was commonplace.
Yes, it did.
Recently, household song.
Yeah.
Even though Maintain's version too was household, pretty much.
Yeah.
But it was, Tokwe Alabi is still getting played, you know.
Two different approaches to the sound.
It took a long time before it faded out. Because, of course, she was
dropping hits after hits.
Hits after hits.
I mean, shout out to that woman, man. Evangelist, yeah. Dr. Mrs. Tokwe Alabi.
She looked up.
I think honorary also. I'm not so sure.
I'm
but
looking
like,
forward to her getting a national award.
Yeah,
maybe
she's done really
MFR
good.
Or whatever.
Since like 2000s.
Let them give us.
She has like what?
Because
20 albums.
Apart from albums, Tokwe Alabi is the default music. Is the
music
is
score
the,
artist. Is like the she does musical score for all the Yoruba
and Nollywood. Check, and she will tell the story before the movie starts.
Yeah, man, like people. Oh, you know the thing is, I have big love for Tokwe Alabi. Very big love, cause growing up, my household, Christian household, I had to listen to Tokwe Alabi whether I liked it or not.
I mean,
so we played Tokwe Alabi from morning till night.
Around some,
as your mom's around, you're playing Tokwe Alabi.
There was a time in my life, I mean, I was 12 years old or 13. I was staying with my aunt, and she had her certificate album. This is like 7 or 8 tracks. So 5 a.m. when she has woken up, this album for months was the thing.
I think we're going to need to talk about the fact that do Nigerians still listen to music
like that?
Yeah.
Now let me finish the story. She would wake up 5 or 5:30, and before I woke up, that song is already playing. So by default, I knew the album.
Yeah, you even know the entire lyrics.
One particular one that was the thing for me is Jenlen Wokwe. Like, that was the thing. You know when you listen to 7 songs on an album over and over, and there's that one that you really like? That was my song. So, but I knew everything else. Meanwhile, I remember quickly from this story of where I stayed when I was 13. Around that time, I'm talking 2003, 2004. Around that time, this was when Mountain Black and Mad Melon Danfo Drivers were popping around that time. 04, I'm not sure. 03, 04. Because we had a neighbor who had
that song.
We had Tokwe Alabi on
repeat. And he had that song.
He had
Danfo
Drivers on repeat. I mean, look at the album, for instance.
Yeah.
That was, for Danfo Drivers, they had a song like, Shebi Yubi Danfo Driver.
They had
that album in itself.
Yeah, it's a solid, solid.
That's traditional, not traditional now. They mixed reggae with
Nigerian elements. Vibes. Yeah, that's Jegule sound time.
That's, by the way, so Tokwe Alabi has a couple albums, more than 10.
Yeah. I like the recent one, Yes and Amen.
Yes and Amen.
I love that one.
I know of Agbara Olorunni. She had double albums.
There's some classical songs she has that would probably stand the test of time forever and ever.
Yeah.
Because those songs, the moment those songs start, you just
everybody
continue.
Knew.
You just, the moment the song just starts, like she just starts a verse, everybody continues and just, you know, we sing along. Even Christian, Muslims, religion is not even a default setting for Tokwe Alabi. You just know Tokwe Alabi because she's everywhere. I think she should be recorded. If facts were being kept or numbers were being kept, I think Tokwe Alabi should
have
be the most listened. She should be the most listened to
gospel artist.
Yeah, in Nigeria.
You can't be sure. Are you
but we have Sinach now that is being listened to in the US. Yeah, shout out to technology. So,
but organically before streaming came
around and all the stuff. I mean, shout out to her.
Every year there was probably 1 or 2 albums.
Yeah, and that's the thing about someone like her is that she didn't have all those albums as they were coming out. It wasn't just one song, it wasn't two. People would catch on 3, 4. We know Nollywood played a big part in making those songs popular, but like those songs were songs that you would, you know, vibe to, and it's part of the distribution of music.
Yeah.
You want to distribute music to the end, like to the four corners of the world, four corners of where you are, so that you get the vibe. No. And that's why she did really well. This is Baba Mimo, right?
Baba Mimo, yeah, that's
because the only thing I remember is Baba Mimo, 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 Mimo,
crazy.
I remember, I know a lot of my friends are going to listen to this episode. I'm going to get crazy the moment you hear Baba Mimo. No. This is
I'm wondering
jam.
Which came first. Was it Olumentin's version or I keep saying Olumentin. Mentin's version or Tope Alabi's version?
I'm very sure somebody has, like, you know, proper documentation, but both of them came out in the year 2001.
Really?
Yeah, 2001. Now, the only thing I can remember for sure is Alo's video was May 2001. Now, Tope Alabi, I didn't catch a vibe of Tope Alabi till like 2003 or 4. That's what I'm very sure. Mm. But it was said that it was recorded because Oritio Common, which the album came with, which the song came with, that's the album the song came with, was released in 2001. So that makes it most. And I remember the case at that time, Blue case like this. Very side A and side B was power, man. We're enjoying all the way. Great vibes from her. So Baba Mimo and Alo, two different approaches to the song. Yeah. Baba Mimo is obviously a gospel song, talking about giving thanks to God. Like, I'm here to give thanks to God,
and
right?
The pace is kind of faster.
Yeah, and then Alo is dragged a bit, a little bit slower. And Alo is a very socially conscious song and very funny. Shout out to Olu Maintain. I wish it could do something. I just want a song from the Maintains again. Just maybe one or two songs. If they could do an EP, to be really nice.
As funny as they were.
Yeah, they should just like that vibe. And just that's organically funny. Like, they didn't force it. Cousins. Tolu Oguni and Olu Maintain. Cousins. And then Bamike Adeboye. That's the name of Big Bamo. Yeah. So that's the group. Big Bamo would produce. Olutu would assist, and then Tolu for the vibe. Tolu was like Tolu was like Naira Marley in that time, you know.
Tolu or Olu?
No, Olu would give it the pure craziness.
Yeah.
Then Tolu is like the vibes guy. He's there to, like, I think he's the one that keeps the energy up.
Yeah.
Olu is the you know, crazy one that would, you know, do everything, and then Big Bamo there to orchestrate and be the big boss.
Now, pretty much Baba Mimo sampling Prema Gawu by Tope Alabi. It was just okay. It was a gospel song in its entirety. Church song, song you wake up to, song that you can play at shows, that they sung in churches.
Even till date, I think some churches will still, you know,
so we'll play the two, of course, at the end of the at the end of this talk, then you can listen and compare. But let's get to the consciousness, or let's say the social consciousness of the song made by Olu Maintain, the Maintain crew, the Maintain sampling Premier Gawu. They actually mentioned something in the beginning of the song.
I
hope they wouldn't say we have sampled.
I've sampled the song again, and they're like, no, it's original too. One of the parts I remember the flow. I think the first thing that comes to mind when I think about Maintain Alo, for a lot of people, is maybe the song, because they probably heard the song first. But I saw the video first, and remember that. The video meant a lot to me growing up, because, like, you know, it looked different. It wasn't the best video. It was looked like a VHS tape that had been used and overused, but, like, you know, it was really cool, like, seeing these guys coming, doing as if they are playing football, you know, looking like Nigeria is playing against somebody else. And the song was very socially conscious. The only verse I can remember in that part is they get one girl, I named her Democracy Abama Africa Apapa, I mean, Apapa Africa, Mama Nigeria. And there's one part that talks about the price of fuel. We can't talk about it right now because, you know, go balance. Because
everything was just about the political situation at the time. Onjabiola, Shejoba,
no, be cool. Yeah, songs like that, talking about Obasanjo, talking about, you know, it was really cool, you know, really cool. As at that time, it was, and it was fresh.
Can we lay hands on the album that song came from, and, you know, they Maintain discography from early 2000 until they stopped making music?
Well, Maintain Group was active from 1998 to 2004. The album in particular that this song came out from, I can't be so sure. I'm not even sure. I think it was probably a single.
Yeah.
Because that's what we did that a lot that time. But I know Maintain, they released six albums from 98 to 2004. You know, so they did solid work. And 98 to 2004 is 6 years. The lag time for a Nigerian person, if you can do over 5 years, you are good. It is 6 years, you are good.
You probably need to lay hands on those albums. To be double sure.
I'll double sure. So that I can say for particular that this was where it came from. The only one I'm sure of is Catch Cold. And that's 2004
Catch
album,
was
the last
like
one.
For
it has to be. Catch Code, Domitila too was not bad. Because I remember Domitila was the same time as Nollywood making a couple of movies that were around that area of that song of Domitila era at that time. So it kind of like, it was a song that grew because of, you know, people were doing stuff that were close to it.
Catch Code was big on CD.
I know, Catch Code was...
I remember, I'm sure it was must have been AIT or channels I was watching.
We should get to do Catch Code sometime, maybe episode 6 or 7 or something.
Sample of another song. That's the package for today. Let's do a recap of producers that worked on the songs that we have mentioned. Can we lay hands on?
Yeah, we have, for Olumente, for Maintain Our Law, we think we are strongly holding on to the fact that it was Big Bamo. Because we know Big Bamo was their in-house guy.
Their default producer.
Default producer at that point. And then we have Tope Alabi, which we do not have proper knowledge. But we're thinking because we're ready to stand corrected.
Must have
her husband was doing most of the production at that time.
But then can we tell if they were together already at that time?
2003, 2004. Their daughter is like 20 something. So let's believe they were there. Yeah, as I'm using that. Daughter is 20 something. So let's hear.
Of course. Well, we can't say a band because it was actually a produced one.
Yeah, yeah. Someone and it was very basic.
Yeah.
Very basic stuff.
Was it basic?
The beats, yeah.
Beat was basic but still loud. It's loud, noisy.
I feel like it was done using all those Mellotron, those synthesizers that you play, the beat already and then just retune. Mm. You understand? Like, we're not doing so much. We're just retuning so it doesn't sound like the original. So you just, mess with a couple of things and just work it out. And then Magic System Premier Gao was produced by Angelo Kaliba. I think that man should be given an award because that production for that year, 99, solid
you hear
stuff.
It and then you dance immediately. All exactly. Three songs will follow each other right about now. That's the package for today. We'll see you next time. Please share the podcast with your friends. Share in your circles. Find me on social media, Buyiga_Doye on Twitter. Buyiga Adoya on other platforms.
Alright, you can find me on Twitter on at NWAENIE capital N on Twitter and on Instagram NWAENIE.Nelson. This is a wrap.
Peace, nigga.
1960, ask me waiting happen. Now from one military take over to another. As time they go, I'm on the that battle. 41 years and nothing to show. Make I give you an example. Since 1985, coup Maradona Dabaru. Look at them, they dribble to the left, right, left, right, left, right, left. June 12 is a go. Referee give MK red. Jabiola she joba to fiku o alo Adupe won pe for basonjo o story. Jabiola she joba to fiku o alo Adupe won pe for basonjo o story. Ya yile ku o alo, alo, alo. baronu o story 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 alu sasu chinaye alo 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 ibo nechi o story 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 with BSc no vacancy civil servant no salary minimum wage story standard of living falling fella talk